Every once in a while, a new species is discovered here in the islands. Given the potential for damage to native plants and trees, it's not always good news. Daniel Rubinoff, professor of entomology and director of the University of Hawaii Insect Museum in the College of Tropical Agriculture, and his colleagues have discovered a new beautiful insect, the sleepy orange butterfly, that has found a home here in the islands. He's on the line to tell us more. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning.
Tell me a little bit about the sleepy orange butterfly.
Well, from an entomologist's perspective, it's pretty neat. It's a relatively common butterfly across the southern tier of the United States, and it occurs all the way down to Brazil. But collectors will find it all the way north to Canada on rare occasions where it strays in the summertime. So it's not a terribly unusual butterfly from a North American perspective, but it has never been seen before in Hawaii.
Now, how did we find it? I mean, butterflies are so fleeting in their lifespan, and they're generally hard to catch. Who discovered it, and what did you do after that?
Well, actually, it was discovered by Mr. McGough, a resident of the North Shore on Oahu, who happened to notice the adults and some of the pupae hanging around, I guess, in his house or somewhere near that, and he reported that to the Hawaii Department of Agriculture. And they started working on identifying it. And over the process of over a year, we worked with them and figured out that it's pretty widespread in the islands. Almost instantly, we started looking for it and realized it had gotten everywhere.
Now, is that a problem that it's come so far and taken root here?
It, in and of itself, is not a problem. We don't expect this butterfly to cause much significant damage, and it's going to be an innocuous addition to our fauna. But unfortunately, it's more of an indicator of how porous our quarantine is that these kinds of things are arriving. And this is not an inconspicuous one. You know, you can imagine in comparison to some of the significant crop pests that we might have, like scale insects, which are very, very hard to find, should have been relatively easy. And yet, we really can't stop even butterflies from coming in.
So if somebody has, unfortunately, brought this with them inadvertently from the mainland, how would they have done so? Would it have come with some type of fruit or vegetable that had come along with them, or maybe coming from one of the boats? How would it physically have gotten through?
Right, and this is not something we know for sure by any means. In fact, it's a field of study right now, is to really identify the source areas of the invasives we have here and specifically how they're getting here. I would guess that this butterfly probably came in on an agricultural shipment or an ornamental shipment from the mainland, not from somebody trying to carry it in. That would probably not have worked very easily. So it's possible that the chrysalis was hanging on a plant, or a series of chrysalis were hanging on ornamental plants that were brought in. But honestly, that's speculation.
Okay. Well, your best guess. Sure. Okay. And then that might explain why it's on all the islands now.
Right, exactly. The same sort of thing. The sleepy orange, the name is a misnomer. It is not, in fact, a very lazy butterfly, but in fact, a very good disperser. It tends to get around quite a bit on the mainland, and it's traveling from probably South Texas to potentially Colorado and Canada during the summertime. So getting around the islands here was a breeze for it.
Literally, a breeze
exactly.
Would blow it across.
Yeah.
Now, do they do anything good?
They're pretty. They do a little pollination, but I doubt it's significant. And unfortunately, they're also pollinating weeds. I saw them pollinating Lobelia in my backyard this weekend. So
you weren't so happy about that?
Not exactly, no.
So although it's innocuous, it may not take over the space of other native plants and species or insects. It certainly is a harbinger of something that we need to take a closer look at and make sure we don't bring along some other pests in some of our agricultural products. But it looks pretty, and that's all it does, and now you've got some weed whacking to do.
More or less, yeah. We get about 17 new species of insect establishing in Hawaii every year, and not all of them are pests, but we're rolling the dice each and every time. We really need to reduce our reliance on imports and be a little bit more careful about the things that we do import into the state. Making more careful decisions about that would probably help us a lot.
17 new species each year.
Yeah.
That seems like a lot of...
It sure is.
A lot of
potential. We are the invasion capital of the world.
That's...
Hawaii has more things coming in from other places than anywhere else.
You know, we've been talking about a couple of different terms for Hawaii, but invasion capital of the world, that's got to be a new one. And certainly it is true because, you know, we do have this series of native plants and vegetables and trees and various sorts of things that have been here in the islands for years. And yet it seems like as time has gone on, we may have a greater number of invasive species than actual native species. And that mix seems like it's almost a never ending battle.
That's true, yeah, and inevitably it's going to tilt to having more invasive species than native ones. We're already there in many categories.
So what could the average person do to help protect the islands? What could I do?
Right. And again, it's a matter of being a little bit more careful about the things that we purchase. That idea of buying locally really helps in situations like this. And thinking about the things that we're buying. If something is being imported from a long distance away and it's a fresh cut flower or it's produce, it's got a better chance at carrying an insect on it that could become a pest. Obviously, we need to do that to some extent, but how much we do that versus what we can grow here or buy from Hawaii itself, that's the decision we all have to make. And everybody's going to come to a different conclusion about that, but at least being aware of the risks we're taking each and every time to buy something from off-island, that's something everybody can do.
Now, you mentioned that the man who discovered this in his house or in his backyard, he notified a couple of individuals. If somebody sees a species that they're concerned about, what should they do? Call the Department of Agriculture?
Right. They can call the Hawaii Department of Agriculture, certainly, or they can call the University of Hawaii, and we'll send somebody out there to take a look. Specifically, the Hawaii Department of Agriculture is very good about doing that kind of thing, and they have as one of their responsibilities to monitor new species coming in. So they're really aware of these kinds of things.
Well, good. So if we can try and refine how we're purchasing things from the mainland, and we also are on the lookout for something that looks a little unusual to what we're used to, there's a mechanism of how to report that to other people.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, it sounds like we found a great new species who's made their home here, as a lot of us have, as a transplant. But we've got to be careful. This could be a sign of more things to come. Thanks so much for your hard work in discovering the species as it's taken hold here, but also reminding all of us it's everyone's responsibility to take care of the Aina.
It's been my pleasure.
All right. Thank you so much for being on air with us today. Daniel Rubinoff is a professor of entomology whose research focuses on the conservation of native species and the control of invasive ones, which often involves research on the ecology and evolution of species, enhanced by DNA sequencing and field work like he talked about today. This project was done with collaborators Janice Matsunaga, Will Haynes, and Forrest and Kim Starr. Check out a picture of the sleepy orange butterfly on our Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation.